Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. In the days of the prophets of old, they spoke by the masculine part of the Spirit of Christ, and it was written and foretold. But there was the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that was heard from time to time, and we can hear the echo of her words as that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, 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 that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Notice there was Sarah that said, cast out Hagar and her son, for Ishmael won't be heir with Isaac my son. And God told Abraham, be not grieved, but listen to the words of that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, 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 that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Then there was Rebecca, knowing the will of God, told her son Jacob how to get the birthright he longed for, and he listened to the words of that godly influencer. That godly influencer is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ that found a resting place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, oh, that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, bless that godly influencer that spoke in the days of old is now speaking again, but this time in glorified flesh and bones. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
All right. All right. Thank you, Barbara. That's a very good song. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Beautiful day here in the Dawsonville. Sunshine in the morning, as Barbara wrote the song last week and sung one that was beautiful. Praise the Lord, and we appreciate that. Thank God for all that he's doing for us and what he's going to do. We just thank him for it and what he has done. If he hadn't done what he has done, then we wouldn't be here to receive what he is doing. Amen. All right. So we just love him and appreciate him and thank him for choosing us. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. Not somewhere down the road. If he didn't have knowledge of me somewhere down the road, he might not choose me. Amen. But since he chose me before the foundation of the world, he saw the, what the Bible says, he saw the end from the beginning. So he saw the whole scope of the thing all the way through. So it's just so good to know him. And it's good that he knows us and that he leads us and he guides us and he speaks to us. And he is speaking sometimes by the word, the written word, and sometimes by sometimes by circumstances. And sometimes he speaks to us by letting certain things come our way and we'll glean from it the message that he's doing. Sometimes by dreams and so forth. And I've often said it would do little good to have a dream if you didn't know what the dream mean or have gleaned the meaning. And some dreams probably don't particularly have a meaning, but I think you will know, and we will know, the ones that do. Somehow we just feel something about this dream's not just a dream that I dream. It has a message attached to it. And then we will, of course, get that message as we look to the Lord. And sometimes God does it that way to get us to look to him. Amen. Sometimes he speaks in mysteries in order to reveal the mystery. He specializes in revealing mysteries to his children. And that's his way of letting us know that he knows all about the situations. Whatever the situation may be, he knows all about it. And he's abundantly able to take care of it and do what he wants to do. So I thank God for the written word, the Bible. I've read it through many, many times. There's not a word in here that I haven't read over and over. Amen. Which has been profitable. Amen. Used to work on a job when it rained. We couldn't work on the job, but I would get in the car and go out on a country road and just cut the engine off and get comfortable and get my Bible, start reading. Read all day long. And we've been through the Bible many, many times like that. And so it's been all good, been wonderful, and it certainly has been profitable to be able to stand down here at the end time, the very end, and look back and see how God brought this all the way through. Amen. And we see that he chose one nation, and he called them the apple of his eye, and the nations above all other nations, and he didn't choose them because they were most in number or anything of that way. It was just God choosing. And that's the way it is with the wife of the Lamb. It's God's choosing. The Lord Jesus Christ choosing his wife, and God is 100% with him in it. And what God does and what Christ does, in that when there's a separation, it doesn't conflict one with the other. Amen. They complement each other. Praise God. So that's a good thing. We're on the right team when we're on God's team. Amen. Whether Christ is speaking to us directly or whether God gives us a dream or speak in a mysterious way. And he can do it so many ways. If you read in the Old Testament, if you follow God's ways of speaking, you'll see how those things work. Amen. Sometimes he'll use I like one where there was a certain pot and something was in it was boiling and so forth, and then the wind came from the east, I believe it was, came from the east and blew it over and so on like that. And then he spoke and said, this is the way that, it was Jeremiah, this is the way the king will come to take this land, possess the land and so forth, I believe, or something of that nature. But see, it just God does. Now that's, you kind of learn God's way of doing things. And you begin to be watchful of certain things that takes place, and otherwise we would count as nonsense, nothing. But when we know God's ways, then we take this second look at it. What did that dream mean? Or so on like that. And so over the years, I've saw it come to pass that way. Then I've had many dreams that I forgot about, and it went from my mind, never was anything to it, but dreamed anyway. Glory to God. So we had a message a good while back. I believe we got a book coming on where God dreamed, dared to dream. Amen. All right. It's a hard copy should be out maybe next Thursday, I believe. That's the projected date. So it's, what's the title of it now?
The wise part
of the dream that God dared to dream.
And believe.
And believe, yeah. So so we, those books and so forth, they're here at the end time for the wife of the Lamb. And so God's so gracious. He did that for us. And he was so gracious in the days of Paul that he gave Paul a message that would last until this come along, and then the fullness of the whole thing would be here. The fullness wouldn't be here without this, see. Amen. So I don't know. I might take the little title here today. Paul's message lasted until the fullness of Christ came. Amen. Now, when we title that, we have, of course, we're not going to include everything in the title here. Couldn't do it. It'd be too long. But Paul's message projected the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost project the masculine part of Christ.
Right.
Amen. But then there's the feminine part of Christ. And that only come into being here in the last days. Amen. And Paul's writing reflected more of the what happened under the Holy Ghost and so on like that. And it will serve good to get us to where we're at. Amen. But then here comes something interrupted. Amen. To a lot of people interrupted. Some it blessed. And to some it blinded them. Amen. But what it was the feminine part of Christ came. Amen. Was the fullness of Christ came in Revelation chapter 10. Chose as a mighty angel and so forth. But there was, within that, there was the masculine and feminine part of Christ. And now we not only just got the Bible, that's written word, that has brought us thus far. And it served us so good. Amen. But now there's an injection of a new writing. Amen. And that has to do basically with the feminine nature of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. To the extent that it's called the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. So that's where we make a little adjustment there in our thinking on the word. See? And it's not just hitherto, up till that time, or before this message came along, it was more or less just a look to the scripture, everything. And everything we do and say is represented in the scripture, is projected that'll be here, see. Amen. That Christ will be here, that there'll be a marriage that take place, and there'll be a group of people that has not been, up until recent years, called the wife of the Lamb, but it started out calling a little bride. Amen. Now, and it kept on coming, kept on coming. Amen. Till now, it's we just boldly say, the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God. And that's the feminine part of Christ, amen, that is manifesting itself, herself, amen. And there's a message, there's a writing. Just as there's a writing followed the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and all, there's a writing that follow Christ coming in his fullness. See, when we say the fullness of Christ, that means both parts, masculine and feminine. And that's represented, of course, we have brought in recent weeks several times. It the representation of it started off in the book of Genesis when God created Adam and Eve, say. Amen. There was God created Adam, and Eve was just unheard of. See, it was Adam didn't have a wife. It was just what Adam said, and God created the animals and so on and so forth. And God brought them to Adam to see what he would name them. And so when that phase of God's dream that he dared dream become fulfilled, then it began to spread out. And at that very time, Adam began to get lonesome for a mate. He looked out. Everything had a mate. There he was alone. But lo and behold, all along, there was his mate. But his mate was within him. So God took from Adam a rib. He created the body for Eve. And then took that feminine part of that spirit that haven't been manifested as much through time, although it bore witness all the way through, but it hadn't had preeminence. Right now, we've come through the age where we talk about the little bride is this, the little bride is that. Amen. Now it's the wife of the Lamb. She's married to him. Amen. And there's a message that that she's producing. Glory to God. Amen. And it's coming forth, and written, we have written words on it, these books and all. It's writing and it's identifying and magnifying and lifting up the feminine part of Christ. See? Glorified flesh and bone. Yeah, glorified flesh. That's a good thing to say. Yeah, glorified flesh and bone. So that's where we're at. And it's a wonderful time. It's a joyful time. And as we watch everything fall into place, and it's just real good. And a lot of times, as we see things fall into place and God moves, we have been looking at another direction some, and it takes maybe a little adjustment time. He knows all about that. But soon, amen, when you pick up some other writing and start reading it, then it just don't do for you what it used to do. Amen. And even the written word don't do for you what it used to do. Amen. But when you get a hold of this writing that's writing about the feminine part of Christ, that's influenced by the feminine part of Christ, and as Barbara had in her song, the influence, the feminine influence, has been seen through Sarah, Rebecca, and many times some of those Old Testament women, yeah, Hannah, and it's on and on. we could take and give you a long list. Amen. But it was pretty dormant, laid pretty dormant. And when Jesus born, amen, he was born of the Word, and baptized, and then lived the life to 33 year old, and then he was he came across John, a strange prophet over there prophesying, but he was doing something never been done before. He was baptizing the people, and when Jesus saw it, he knew he needed to be baptized. Amen. It was in water that he was baptized. Amen. And of course, we're baptized in the Spirit. In such a way that we baptize in that feminine spirit. And in reading, unless we're reading the things that's written, that's influenced by the feminine part of Christ, overly influenced by the Spirit of Christ, we would say. Then it just don't seem to, it seems that there's a liking. Amen. But you sit down in one of these books and get a chapter and read it and tell me how you feel when you get through, see. Amen. So that's where, that's what we're at. So the little title is, Paul's message lasted until the fullness of Christ came. And when I say lasted, I don't mean it cut off all of a sudden and not any value. It still got value. Amen. And the value is, it's good. Praise the Lord. Because the prophecy we find in there. Amen. I love to go and read the prophecy of Paul. It had prophecy in there that said certain things would be here. And it don't necessarily deal with what's taking place in his day right then. But it's he in his leaving the message for the virgin, amen, and for the church world, glory to God. He dropped prophecy in there for the things that we see taking place about the marriage. I believe you'll get that in Ephesians chapter 5 there. Amen. It talks about a marriage, the mystery of the marriage. And so all those things we've had with us. And now, lo and behold, here we are living right in the midst of it. Amen. A lot of people, they don't understand us, and they probably not going to, see. And they will if they're part of it. And when they read, let them read a certain book in the Bible and then read a chapter in this, the writing, and then you will see there's a extra punch to this. It's got that feminine part in it. Amen. It shows that not just the masculine part. Took the masculine part, get through the roughness of the church ages and all that. Amen. But now there's something, a glorious time of rejoicing and praising God. Amen. And the more tender things, we would say, of the nature of God is expressing itself through the feminine part of Christ. That and there's a word for it. Right now, it's in written form and being preached. And we're coming all down through this. And soon, you'll see God move us to the place where he's going to move us. We call rapture, catching away, and so on like that. While the great tribulation takes place, and then you talk about roughness. Amen. I'm talking tribulation period, a time of trouble like has not been since there's been a nation. Amen. But there's a people that's relaxed, enjoying the things of God, praising God. And right now, we're already in a spiritual environment. Glory to God that we don't let a whole lot of these things out here in the world bother us. Because one thing, there's nothing we can do about it because it's Scripture. It's going to take place. Amen. What can a president or a nation do to stop the Great Tribulation? Amen. There's nothing. Amen. It is written, and thus shall it be. But within the things that God is doing, glory to God, there's a group, hallelujah, that has become the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And the things for her is something that will fit the wife. Some of the roughies out here may not understand it. And they may think you're compromising, or they may think you're soft-soaping it, or whatever, or however, whatever words you might, that might be used in that. But here's a message today. Glory to God. It'll lift you up above the shadows. Glory to God. It'll lift you up above the storms and all these things. Amen. And here it is. It's going forth right now. And it didn't start yesterday. Amen. Revelation chapter 10. Came into it. That's where the marriage, that's where Christ came back. See, and notice Christ, till Christ come back. And I'll quote the title again here. Paul's message lasted until the fullness of Christ came. In other words, that was all we needed as far as written. Then he would take the Spirit and move it on. But here we got some written word. Glory to God. As we read it, you get started. I was reading some other day, and when the time comes, it's supper time or something, or time for dinner, it takes a lot to keep me in place. Amen, because I'm going to run to the dinner table. Amen, but I was reading and almost through, but I got to some places where it just drawed me to it so much I didn't want to turn loose and stop. My wife told me 3 or 4 times that, all right, dinner's ready. And I said, okay, I'm on my way. And I'd read another line, and a few minutes, dinner's ready. It's on the table. Amen, and it would just hold me to it for a while. See, now the scripture used to do that. Paul's writing used to do that. Amen. Used to keep me in a car parked out on a country road all day long. And get up out occasionally and walk up and down the road thinking while I read and praising the Lord and so on like that. Amen. And it was the life was pursuing, or we'll say, I'm going to use the word gushing. The life was gushing from that written scripture and thrilling me with a joy. Amen. But then when the marriage took place, then here come another element of it that weren't manifested to that extent coming through the church ages and so on. And that's what we have today, and that's where our realization got to be. Amen. And we got to be, I've been told by several people, and I've remained basically silent on it, but I've been told by several people, you know, the Bible just don't grab me like it used to. I used to get the Bible and just read, and it'd be hard to turn loose, and I would make extra time, special time, to go and to stay with that word. I know my wife was telling me this morning about, I mentioned some of these things to her this morning, and she was telling me years ago, as she was coming into this, getting into, she'd go pick her mom. Her mom worked at night, so she would go pick her up, but she'd make a point to get there at least an hour earlier or so. Amen. Just sit in the car, and she wanted to read the Bible. She'd read, and she'd just be so blessed by it. But gradually, as we begin to write, and she began to hear this message, and we begin to preach this message, amen, it brings on a different, this message, it brings on a new joy, see, because there's another source of joy. Amen. Did you get those words I just said? Amen. That was the masculine part of Christ, filling with the joy. But now there's another, there's a double portion, we would say. The joy of glorified flesh and bones. Amen. All right. I must hit a good note there. I'm getting to amen. Amen. So I tell you, it's really something that there's not just the writings of the Bible that Paul was basically the New Testament. We usually think of him as the one that did the New Testament, which we know there's Peter, James, and John. Amen. And all of them. But he was the one that began to introduce us to the fact that there was that feminine part. How would we say that? I haven't got words to say it, but the feminine part began to show through a little bit in Paul's writing. Amen. And some of those feminine attributes. Yes, some of those feminine attributes he began to pick up, and he began to say wife. Amen. That was the very showing that spiritual body, see, and it was like he talked about the wife, the virgin, and marriage and so on like that, which the others said very little about. But there began to be a thought laid in there, and we can see where it was coming from, but it wasn't manifest till Christ himself came and it became available. Glory to God, the Spirit of Christ, the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ, which makes up the whole. And therefore, we got the whole here. Amen. We're the body of Christ. We're the body that God used, that Christ used. Amen. In other words, we become the Spirit becomes solidified in us, we would say, and change us. We're not the same. We're not going to be the same, and we don't want to be the same. We just want more, more, more. Amen. And I didn't know this then, but I had a dream 3 or 4 years back, I guess. Well, I was somewhere, my wife and I was somewhere, and we weren't going to particular attend the meeting, but we're just going to take a little time away. And all these years, I've never took a vacation, I guess, you'd say, as far as just take a vacation from preaching and from doing things. And this time we decided to do it, but we got this place, and we were enjoying ourselves. And there was a service going on, and I sensed it probably was some type of maybe Pentecostal people or something of that nature. And you could usually tell by the way they dressed and so on. And most ladies have long hair and so on, and wearing a dress instead of some kind of different modern outfit. And so I said, let's go in and sit in on the service. And so went in and sat in on the service, and that was the purpose of being there. And, of course, you've heard this, so I'm not going to try to remember all the details right here. I could if I wanted to take the time and rake back through my memory to get it. But we went in, and they had some singing and good worship, and then I began to enjoy. Hey, this is all right, you know, service. And then all of a sudden, the singing is over, and the preacher, I assume was the preacher, comes to the pulpit and says, Brother Ben Howard is going to be speaking for us today. Well, I looked around and trying to figure, I said to myself, how many Ben Howards are there? You know, I don't know of another one. Amen. So I was listening. I said, now this is going to be interesting. And so he said it about 3 times, I believe, before anything happened. But then there was a man sitting behind me. He pecked me on the shoulder, and says, it's you. It's you. Go on. And I don't know why, but all of a sudden the Spirit came upon me, and I just got up and went up. And that's when I went up to minister, and lo and behold, something happened, never had happened to me before. Now, this is in a dream. And there was a lady came up, a godly dressed lady, come up and says, sir, I'll be interpreting for you. And I said, looked around, I was stunned there. And I said, okay. And then I guess I was stunned and tired just a minute. She said, are you ready? I said, yes, ma'am. And I started talking about these things and still in wonderment as this situation and not knowing what the next few minutes going to be, you know. But I got anointed and got started preaching and got going with this pretty good. And I got, after about 30 minutes, I says, I was really getting in it good then. And I got thinking that, well, I better just stop here because I've been going long enough. Don't want to wear the people out just for them sitting listening to me or something. And so I just said, let's bow our head and pray now. And prayed and closing out like. And when I got through praying, people began to stand. There was several said, more, more, more on one side. And then they began to stand. And on both sides of the church had two runs of people, pews. And they began to get stand up on both sides of the church and saying, more. And I was even more stunned. I didn't know what to do. I looked around at the interpreter. The lady still standing there. I looked around at her. She said, sir, they want you to continue the message today. They want to hear more of this. And then I got started preaching again, going real good, and I woke up. That was the end of the dream. So I don't know what the final end of it was. But so far it seems to be very successful, see. Amen. So the thing is, I begin to bring things I've never heard concerning the message up here at this end time, where it's the message of the feminine part of Christ, the glorified flesh and bone, where the feminine part of Christ is manifested as wife, amen, as the queen, and all that. And that, and they were really stunned, and they were really joyful, and so on. And I left it, that, and my dream ended with that. So that's where we're at, amen, this year. It's a time when God's closing her out, and it's looking good. Amen. So if the Bible, if the New Testament don't thrill you and hold your attention like it used to, don't think something strange happening to you. Don't think am I backsliding? What's wrong? I'm losing some interest. You don't just grab me and hold me like this. Well, just try reading some of the books that we're writing and see if it does. See if it holds you. See if it holds your attention. And see if you get started on chapters, it's hard to put it down till you see the end of it. Glory to God. Amen. So Paul's message lasted. It was so great and still is. And it's a lot of things that's referred in there that's happening out, and some of it that hadn't really happened yet, like being caught away together. See, this us along with the saints he brought back. See, there have been a great coming, and when Christ came, the feminine part, Christ came, getting ready, he brought, God sent. God sent Christ back. He sent with Christ, which was represented basically the feminine part this time. Amen. Those souls that died throughout the church ages, and those that heard Paul in his day, amen, brought back those spirits for them to also take on glorified flesh and bone. See, amen. As we, the living, glory to God, are taking on glorified flesh and bone, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. This just gets so joyful that it's hard to contain ourselves. Amen. And you think, this would be all of it. No, it just keep coming more and more and more. I can see why. And a lot of times I catch myself since that dream saying more and more and more. Amen. So that's the way, after reading one of the chapters in the book, my spirit is saying more, more, more. Amen. Just like it used to be when I read the book of Ephesians or Galatians or another one. When I got one book read, more, more, more. Amen. Now it has less pull in that sin. Amen. As we moved into another realm from engagement and from being a spouse to the married wife of the Lamb. So glory to God. All of us getting ready. Now that the other saints have been brought back, amen, all of us together, glory to God for a glorious meeting, glorious reunion. Amen. I think it's taking place some right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right. So that more, more, more. See, that's what your spirit will be crying when you read. If you're reading something that's for you, amen, more, more. Now, there's some that not quite as interested in this. They are looking for tribulation and so forth. And a lot of people, one man told me, so I know that I'll be killed during tribulation. And he pretty religious fella, but I didn't comment very much on it. I let him talk because I thought he probably telling the truth. Amen. And without this message, that is the truth. See, many will be put to death, be a time of trouble like there has not been since there's been a nation. Well, there'll be a time of rejoicing for us like there has not been since the engagement, the days of Paul when he espoused a virgin. Glory to God. And then that, I'm talking before the church fell in that early time, and they got what kind of spirit, iniquity, I believe he called. The spirit of iniquity does already work. See, we don't have that spirit of iniquity. That's a deceptive type spirit, you know. Amen. Very religious, but has that deceptive tint to it. And the wife knows it. And the rest won't know it. Because they're part of it, and they're going right along the religious trail, rejoicing as they go. Amen. Not knowing that they're walking into a trap. Amen. In a trap where there's a trap door and no way out. Amen. But right now, we're telling about this message. It's live. It's living. Glory to God. The Spirit of God's in it. Amen. And all those that's part of God's plan, hallelujah, they're saying more. Part of the wife. Yes, part of the wife. Amen. It's just so beautiful, so good, and you can't seem to ever get to the end of this good story. Amen. I just love it. The story of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. How she become that queen. Can you imagine that queen sitting up there beside that king? Amen. Throughout that millennium and then on into eternal age. Amen. Only get better. The tree of life. That water flows right through. Amen. And the natural nations, which are called, that's the order of saints, that'll go into the eternal age, eternal time. Amen. They will come to Jerusalem time to time to worship and just get a drink of that water of life. And see, I'd like to go see the queen, his beautiful queen. They tell me he's got a beautiful queen. Amen. You get that. Type of that with Solomon. They've never saw anything like the his house, his dwellings, and his throne, and all. It was just such a great thing. Well, that ain't nothing compared to what Christ. The real that was just a vague shadow of the real King. Amen. Amen. King Jesus. Amen. And King Jesus is our husband. King Jesus is our Lord. King Jesus is our all in all. And that's what these books projecting, that King Jesus. Amen. Our place. Glory to God. That's what the writing's about now, see. So we got writings to keep that juice flowing, we would say. Amen. Keep that river of life as clear as crystal. Amen. Keep you wanting everyone that's part of it thirsty, wanting to come back and get another drink. They just don't get one drink of this and go on about their way. No, they got to keep coming back to the well, we'd say. Oh, praise God. Amen. And be receive the great things of God. Now, not only the wife receive the blessing from it, but the nations, that's the good people. See, there's good people. When I say good people, I'm speaking a lot here of God's plan, moral plan for the natural man, say. When I say natural man, of course, I'm referring to the natural human, natural woman, too. Live a life of a morally sound, you know. And they will be right there in that millennium and then right into the eternal age. Amen. Like the devil's loose and he'd be destroyed. Can you imagine a world with no devil? Can you imagine a world with Christ and his queen? Amen. And all the natural people here, they just crave the time that they'll come up and be with the king and the queen. And the Bible says, drink of that water of life as clear as crystal. Amen. Well, we're drinking of it today, see. Amen. And it just be made available to them in their realm, not to give them glorified flesh and bone, because they're caretakers of the earth and so on. Amen. And they just so happy to be a farmer. Amen. To be what God ordained them to be. And not so much that they are part of, or trying to be part of the wife. The wife, it's already taken care of, that part. Sometimes there's part of God's word come and it's already taken care of. God's already done it. And so we're just here today just praising God, thanking God, loving God. Amen. Thanking him for what he's done. And he so cared for us, the wife, that he lets us have his mind. We can see way back there in before time begun, before man's ever created, and how this world, he made it such a beautiful place and let the angel of light rule over it. And that angel of light, how many knows who he was? Lucifer. That's what it means, angel of light. And then he let him begin to be tempted. I want to take over this whole thing. I want to go up to the stars. I want to put a colony on some of the planets up here and so on like that. Amen. But we don't care about having a colony of people on a certain planet or so on, or on the moon. Amen. I said one time we're going to pass that moon so fast you'll never see. Amen. If we could go up that way. But we're just going to be where God wants us. And I'm happy where we're at. Glory to God. I'm rejoicing in the Lord where we're at. And I'm not of the world. Jesus said, I'm not of this world. Amen. And these are not of the world. Talking about his followers of his day. Now you double all that up and bring it in here and put the Spirit of Christ. Amen. The feminine part of Christ. Amen. The other part. See, it's God. He equalizes things in his ways. Like there's the masculine part, then there's the feminine part. And see, in this world, we got the masculine, we got the feminine. It all expressed out. But the devil tries to get it all messed up. And he's done a pretty good job on his people, but not one of those that's part of God in that sense, that they're gonna be deceived. They might make mistakes and so on, and everybody does, but they're gonna be in such a place of glory and so on, that it's gonna be good. And to us now it's good, but when it comes into the, now I'm talking here a bit about as it comes into the natural realm of the earthly realm and so on, it's going to be good. Amen. And in this area here, we have a lot of poison ivy. Amen. And it'll get on. If I get close to it, it seems like it gets on me, you know. But there'll be nothing like that bother you. See, when the fall came and God put a curse upon, see, that day thorns and thistles were born. And there was pestilence and so on. See, when the curse is gone, all that's gone. Amen. You talk about heaven. Amen. I'll tell you, it's a great place. Amen. So we're just praising God today for this. And more it just becomes such a reality. And I want it to become more of a reality. Glory to God. So that's why we, for the last four or five big books we've done, I think this will be our last book, you know. And thinking that, But after a bit, you know, you get to receiving other things and so on, and it just seems like you're compelled to go on and write more, see?
Amen.
Amen. So that's where we're at, receiving. So I'm happy today in the Lord. I appreciate Him, and I know you do, and I want everybody to look at it from that perspective and be encouraged and take this message and let it be something that you think on, and the Spirit will bless you. Amen. As you realize, hey, it weren't nothing wrong with me. I just thought it was. God's doing a new thing, see. He's got new word. He's got new writing, see. Amen. And it don't mean the other has lost its purpose, but it has fulfilled its purpose.
Amen.
See, it's fulfilled its purpose and brought us to marriage. When the engagement message has fulfilled its purpose, there we are, that's when Christ, the feminine part of Christ came, and we're married to Him.
Amen.
Glory to God. And so we're walking around proudly, the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. We're the queen of the great King. Hallelujah. And now God has accomplished something, and it's so good, so wonderful. And it's what was one said, it's just too wonderful for me. But I believe it was David said that. Amen. The things of God so too wonderful for me. Glory to God. But when Solomon came, then it got more wonderful than it was under David. But then that time period run out, that this example or type, and Solomon's sons begin to fight over the kingdom and so on. And of course, I'm not going to go through that story, because that's something that we just look back and see what happened there. Glory to God, and we see where we're at. We can see He brought us through the whole thing, the dream that God dared to dream and believe is fulfilled. Amen. And all these things, we can just rejoice in the Lord. We can praise God. Amen. And we can think nothing too good for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. If the King going to do anything good for somebody, you know who it's going to be to? It's His wife. Amen. And He is going to do something good for anybody. He's going to do good for everybody. But the wife, she'll always have first place. Amen. Yeah, special access. Yeah, I believe we use that word sometime back. Have special access to the thing. And so there we are. Paul's message lasted until the fullness of Christ came. And then here come this, laying right on top of it, fits so good. Amen. That we say, love and marriage, you can't have one without the other. Go together like a horse and carriage, you can't have one without the other. Amen. Glory to God. So it's a joyful time in the kingdom of God, and we just praise God for it. So we're coming down to closing time, and that's what I said in the dream. That's when the voices started coming more. Who knows? Paul and all them might say, tell us more about this. Amen. Because they brought us so far, and they only had so much of it. But now this other's unwinding. Amen. They're receiving it and rejoicing with us. Amen. And saying, isn't this wonderful? More. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just love the Lord today. Appreciate Him. And I thank Him for the journey. The song says, I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Amen. Yes, we've stumped our toes along the way. On the rocks, that's hurt our feet along the way. Amen. But it was joyful. Amen. And I wouldn't change anything God has ordained for my life. And even though I've made a mess of some of it a little bit, it seemed like, but God knows that too. So He made provision for it. Amen. When I mess up, He makes provision. And so everything's all right. Amen. And not everything's going to be all right. Everything's all right. And everything's not going to be good. Everything's good. Amen. And we're not just going to praise God and this come to pass. We're praising God because it has come to pass.
Amen.
I just praise Him and love Him and thank Him. Amen. God, we just praise You today for this time of fellowship and a chance to speak. And Lord, we just can't think of words to praise You in a proper way. But Lord, I know You know our limitations, and the Holy Spirit has no limitation. Christ has no limitation. So we pray You take this word, use it for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, all right, all right. All right, Dewey. Amen. All right, we'll have a song here in closing out. Amen, and just rejoice in the Lord, but don't leave the message here. Take it with you. Because this came from, we'd say, a long ways off.
Yeah,
this came from on high, and it's been good. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. My wife, Barbara Jean's going to sing
Amen.
A testimony.
Praise God. Amen. 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 We praise You, Lord. Ben was talking about the fullness of Christ came. And once the fullness of Christ came, we're no longer magnifying just being the spiritual body of Christ, but we're magnifying the body of Christ in glorified flesh and bones, and that's the wife. And we just praise Him for that, and we thank Him for everything. For now, there's a people here, the wife, that is reflecting what has been written in these books and what's being written. We're reflecting what is being read. And it's not like we're writing it and we're becoming that. No, this is the living word, and we're writing about it and telling about ourselves and giving witness. And we just praise the Lord for giving us such things as these and letting us proclaim them. Yeah. We love You, Lord. And these also the saints that have come down, and they're with us. And we just appreciate all of them. And as we've come together in this moment of the twinkling of an eye, in this moment of time, and there's nothing been like it. There's nothing like it. There's not anything that's being said that's ever been said like it. And we just praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The saints were living in the glory of Mount Zion and the days before. But when Christ Jesus came, He brought them back to earth with Him and joined to us in the marriage of the Lamb. Now we're together with the saints that have come down. We're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. A greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see You, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And know what sweetness abounds. For we are caught away together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down.
A greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see you, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And oh, what sweetness abounds, for we are caught away together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. And we're rejoicing together. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. Praise God. We love you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Do you believe we're together with the saints Amen. That's come down?
Amen.
Yes. Glory to God. And I understand that people might not understand about the saints that are coming. It takes a revelation. At one time, if someone talked to me about the saints that has come down, I wouldn't know what they're talking about. And I might would think they are off here somewhere a little bit. Amen. But now I see clearly, amen, when God sent Christ, amen, he sent those spirits and tabernacles, amen, down the saints of God to take on glorified flesh and bones just like we're doing.
Amen.
So we praise God for all that. All right. So we just praise God for service today.
Amen.
Love the Lord. Appreciate him. And I appreciate the way he do things. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. It makes me feel like starting up again.
Amen.
You love the message?
Lord.
Yeah. Amen. We just praise God. All right. So good to know him. And Paul said to know him in the power of his resurrection. See? And that means a lot. Once he resurrected, he was glorified flesh and bones.
Amen.
To know him that way, that's the wife. See? Glory to God. Amen. We praise the Lord. So may God bless you and just go with the Lord and enjoy these good blessings from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.